KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Stats SA says employment went up by 0.1% in the last quarter of 2024. Jobs were gained in the trade, business services, transport and electricity sectors, but 3,000 jobs were lost in industries including community services, manufacturing, construction and mining. Cliff Shigo reports.
According to Stats SA, part-time employment increased by 0.2% quarter-on-quarter, while basic salaries paid to employees increased by 9.5 billion rand, or 1.1%. Gross earnings paid to employees increased by 59.1 billion rand, which equates to 6.1%. However, there's been a minor 0.2% decrease. Bonuses paid to employees also increased by 51.8 billion rand, while overtime paid to employees decreased by 2.2 billion rand.
Social Development Deputy Minister Hanif Hendrik says the inclusion of persons with disabilities must be taken more seriously. He was speaking in Umhlanga at the handover of a report on a draft policy for the social development services to persons with disabilities. The report includes inputs from public hearings recently held in KwaZulu-Natal. Hendrik says barriers to healthcare, employment and education are some of the challenges highlighted in the report and that need urgent attention. He says a collective approach involving various sectors and spheres of government is needed.
Strengthening policy implementation and accountability. Regular process reviews will be conducted with clear accountability mechanisms, inclusive employment initiative, public and private sector employment equity targets will be reinforced alongside vocational training programs, improve access to services, disability awareness and advocacy, sustainable funding for NPOs.
SAFA has failed to pay workers their March salaries on time. CEO of the Football Association, Lydia Munyepao, says it's due to a delayed payment from one of SAFA's partners. Munyepao says they've received a commitment from that partner that the association will have its payment by next Monday. Staying with football, a Swiss appeals court has again acquitted former FIFA president Sepp Blatter and ex-UEFA chief Michel Platini in their long-running corruption case. The charges against 89-year-old Blatter and 69-year-old Platini stem from a delayed payment of 2 million Swiss francs made to Platini in 2011. There were claims the former French footballer allegedly submitted a fictitious invoice to FIFA for when he was an advisor for the World Football Governing Body between 1998 and 2002. Blatter was FIFA president at the time. They had been accused of fraud and forgery of a document. The pair were initially acquitted 3 years ago. The top story this hour, Stats SA says employment went up by 0.1% in the last quarter of 2024. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.